Welcome to Filtered Impact Layers Masterclass with Stock Ableton Devices. This is an intermediate level lesson aimed straight at drum and bass and jungle style transitions, drop hits, fills, and switch ups. We're going to build impacts that hit hard, feel expensive, and stay out of the way of your kick, snare, and bass. Here's the big idea. In drum and bass, impacts are punctuation marks. They're not the whole sentence. So if your impact is huge but it smears the groove, it's doing the opposite of its job. The way we fix that is layering, but more importantly, filtering and movement. Each layer gets its own frequency lane and its own time window, so everything feels intentional. By the end, you'll have a reusable impact stack, about 3 to 5 layers, built entirely with stock devices. Sub-thump for low-end punch, mid-knock for body, click or noise for definition, a filtered tail for movement and space, and optionally, a metallic texture layer if you want that darker, dystopian DNB character. Let's set up the session. First, create a new audio track and name it Impact Bus. This is going to be the home for your impact system. If you plan on resampling a lot, you can set monitor to in, but otherwise leave it on auto. The goal is to build your layers cleanly, then group and save the whole thing, so you can drop it into future projects. Quick mindset check before we start. Your snare is usually the star in DNB, and your bass is usually the engine. The impact is the camera flash. Bright, fast, dramatic, but it shouldn't permanently blind everyone. Now let's build layer A, the sub-thump. Find a short low hit. This can be a tom, a kick-like thump, or a dedicated impact sample. Keep it short. If it rings, it'll fight the bass line and make the downbeat feel messy. On this sub-layer, add EQ 8 first. High pass at around 20 to 30 HC with a steep slope. That's just cleaning out unusable rumble. Then low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 HE, also fairly steep. We're making a sub-focused layer, not a full-range impact. If the thump feels boxy, do a small bell cut around 200 to 350 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't over-sculpt, just remove the cardboard. Next, add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive it somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Then trim the output so it's not just louder. This is important. If you don't level match, you'll always pick more drive because louder sounds better. We want better, not just louder. Then add utility. Make the sub mono. Either use bass mono or keep width at 0 if you need it. The low end of your impact should be dead center. Wide subs on impacts can make the drop feel unstable, especially on club systems. And one coach tip here, put a utility at the very top of the chain too, just for gain staging. Set it so each layer peaks in roughly the same ballpark, like minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. When layers are gain staged, you make better EQ and compression decisions. Okay, layer B, the mid knock. This is the body layer. It's what people feel on bigger systems, but it also needs to read in the mix without stealing the snare's job. Choose a slam, a snare-ish impact, a clipped Foley hit, something with a strong transient and some mid-weight. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 HC. We've already got a sublayer, so don't double up the low end. If it needs a touch more body, you can add a gentle boost around 150 to 300 HC, 1 to 3 dB, but only if it's genuinely thin. If it bites too hard, cut a bit in the 2 to 4.5k HC zone. That's a common pain area where impacts and snares both compete. Now add drum bus. This is where you can make it sound like it's actually punching. Drive can be 5 to 20%, crunch 0 to 15. Keep boom subtle because again, sublayer handles that job. Then push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. This is one of the quickest ways to make an impact speak without just turning it up. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to keep it controlled and consistent. Now layer C, the noise or click. This is the layer that makes the impact readable on small speakers and in a dense mix. When you've got re-space, breaks, rides, and a big snare, the click is the locator beacon that tells the ear exactly where the hit happened. Pick a short noise burst, click, hat transient, vinyl crack, or snare top. Add auto filter, set it to high pass. Bring the frequency up to around 2 to 6 kHz. Add a little resonance, maybe 0.5 to 1.5, so it has some character. Then add saturator. This layer can take more drive, like 3 to 10 dB, because it's mostly upper harmonics. After that, EQ 8 to tame anything spitty. If 7 to 10 kHz is painful, notch it a bit. Then utility and whiten it. 120 to 160% is fine. We want width up high, not in the subs. Optional bonus if you want an ultra-thin click that still cuts, put a Q8 first and high-pass super steep up to like 4 to 8kHz, then add erosion in noise mode at a small amount, then saturator, then a gate with fast settings to make it extremely short. It becomes a tiny needle of transient that survives anything. Now the fun part, the filtered tail layer. This is where the cinematic DNB movement happens. Duplicate or mid-knock or use another impact source. The tail is not just reverb on the whole impact. It's a separate layer with its own job. Create size and motion after the transient, without spilling into your low end and without masking the groove. On the tail layer, add hybrid reverb first. Choose hall or plate. Set decay around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds. In drum and bass, you usually want it shorter than cinematic music, because you've got fast drums and constant energy. Add a pre-delay of 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still feels crisp. Mix around 20 to 45%, unless you're treating this like a Sen-style layer, in which case go 100% wet. Now the key move, put auto filter after the reverb. Low-pass filter, start around 6 to 12kHz, and then automate it to close down over time, something like closing to 800hz to 2kHz over about a bar. Add resonance around 0.8 to 1.2 so there's a tasteful whoosh tone as it darkens. After that, EQ8. This is crucial. High pass the tail at 150 to 300hz. Do not let your reverb tail carry low end. Low end in the tail is how you smear the kick and make the bass feel like it disappears. Then sweep for any ringing. If something whistles, use a narrow bell and notch it out. Now add a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain the tail from your drum group, or even better, from a kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Set threshold so you get about 3 to 6 dB of ducking when the drums hit. That way the tail blooms in the gaps but gets out of the way instantly when the groove speaks. And here's a coach test that takes 10 seconds and saves you hours. Put the impact on the drop downbeat. Now mute your kick and snare for one bar and listen to the impact tail alone. Unmute the drums. If the groove loses clarity, you need either a shorter tail, more sidechain, or more low-mid reduction on the tail. Now let's turn this into a reusable system. Select your impact layers and group them. Think of this group as your impact rack. Sub, mid, and click stay fairly dry and punchy. The tail layer is your motion and space. On the group itself, add a simple bus chain. Start with EQ8. Gentle low cut at 20 to 30hz. Optionally dip 250 to 400hz by 1 to 3dB if it clouds your snare. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Keep it gentle, 1 to 2 dB gain reduction max. This is glue, not a smash. Then a limiter, ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, just catching peaks. Don't flatten your impact, you want it to feel like a hit, not like a rectangle. Now, teacher style workflow advice. Treat this impact as a micro mix and separate rolls by time, not just by EQ. Sub-layer should mostly live in the first 0 to 120 milliseconds. Mid-knock can go 0 to 250 milliseconds. Click is super short, like 0 to 60 milliseconds. Tail starts later, around 150 milliseconds onward. To do that, use simpler in one-shot mode on each layer and edit start, fade in, fade out, and length so they occupy their own time windows. This is a huge step toward pro impacts, because the transient stays clean and the tail feels intentional. Next. Automation, because this is literally the filtered impact masterclass. Automation move 1. The drop seal. Put the full impact stack on the first downbeat of the drop. On the tail layer, automate the low pass closing from about 10kHz down to around 1.5kHz over one bar. At the same time, fade the tail volume from 0 dB down to around minus 8 dB over that same bar. You get a big opening moment, then it tucks away and the groove takes over. Automation move 2. The switch hit, every 16 or 32 bars. Make the tail a little longer, add half a second or a second to the decay. Then add frequency shifter on the tail only. Put it in ring mod, set fine to around 10 to 25hz, mix 5 to 15%. Then automate fine downward slightly after the hit. It creates a subtle tearing motion, without sounding like a cheesy special effect. Automation move 3. The pre-drop vacuum. Half a bar, before the drop, use a noise riser or even a copy of your tail audio and automate an auto filter high pass upward to around 6 to 10kHz. Then on the drop impact, slam in the sub and mid layers dry, and let the tail duck via sidechain. That contrast is what makes the drop feel like it arrives. Now a couple advanced variations you can steal whenever you want. Try a dual envelope tail. Automate the tail low pass closing while also automating utility width from around 140% down to 80% over the same bar. It starts wide and expensive, then collapses inward so the groove feels centered again. Want an impact that leans forward? On the mid-knock layer, automate drum bus drive up only for the first 50 to 120 milliseconds. You can do it with clip automation. It gives a one-time shove without making every impact sound overcooked. Want a reverse suck into the hit without new samples? Once you've got a tail you like, freeze and flatten it. Duplicate that audio, reverse it, shorten it to an eighth or quarter bar, then automate a high pass rising into the hit. Add a tiny reverb to soften the reverse. Keep it quiet. It's a setup cue, not a full riser. And if your tune has a clear root note, tune the sub thump. Use tuner as a guide, or just transpose in simpler. Aim for the root or the fifth. Tuned sub impacts feel like part of the song instead of pasted on top. Let's talk arrangement placements, because indeed NB, this is where impacts become a professional structure tool. Drop one downbeat. Full stack. Sub mid click tail. Every 8 bars, do a lighter one, maybe mid and click only, so you don't overhype the track. Every 16 bars, bring in the tail movement automation to signal a section change. On break switch-ups, use a short impact plus filtered tail instead of a crash. It's often cleaner and keeps your breaks sounding crisp. And for fake drops, go tail heavy with less sub, then save the full sub layer for the real drop. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely sabotage your mix. Number 1. Too much low end in the tail. High pass that tail at 150 to 300 Hz, every time. Number 2. Impacts fighting the snare transient. If your snare is huge, make sure your mid layer isn't peaking in the same zones, especially around 180 to 250 Hz and 2 to 4 kHz. Number 3. Overwidening the low end. Sub mono, always. Width is a top layer luxury. Number 4. No dynamic control. Impact spike. Use gentle compression and a limiter to catch peaks. And number 5. Using one giant sample and calling it done. Layering and filtering is how you get identity. Before we wrap, here's a quick mini practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. This audio version is shortened for playback.